listener production.
Hi there, Scott Leake here with your local briefing. New figures show almost 3,000 teaching positions across New South Wales public schools are vacant, while last month there were 70 counselling positions not filled either. New South Wales Teachers Federation President Angelo Gavrilados says students are suffering.
The number of vacancies we have today is a 300% increase on the vacancies that we had at the same time last year. The focus must be on holding the Perrottet government accountable.
Mid-North Coast councils are getting a slice of $50 million to patch up potholes. Port Mac, Nambucca Valley, Bellingen and Kempsey are sharing $1.3 million. Member for Oxley, Melinda Pavey, says it'll help cover some of the mounting repair costs.
It's just been horrendous. And whilst it's not going to fix every pothole, it's been money out the door very quickly. It's all happened in a matter of a couple of weeks.
The inquest into alleged Sydney fraudster Melissa Caddick is entering its final days. It's looking into the circumstances leading up to the 49-year-old's disappearance 2 years ago. Caddick's accused of defrauding family and friends of up to $30 million in a Ponzi scheme. And a Port Macquarie man says he's lucky to be alive after a horrific speedboat crash on Sydney's Hawkesbury River. Jason Donovan remains in hospital nursing serious spinal injuries and fractured ribs after his boat hit a submerged flood debris at high speed just over a week ago. His stepson was also on board and helped keep Jason alive, escaping with just bumps and scrapes. Taking a look at sport now, a man's recovering in hospital after being hit by a rally car at the Coffs Coast Rally. It happened at Bucca on Saturday, with the 32-year-old suffering pelvic and facial injuries. Otherwise, it was a cracking weekend with big crowds turning out to enjoy the high-speed action. Lewis Bates and Anthony McLaughlin won the Australian Rally Championship, taking out yesterday's final stage.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.